1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray on Hollywood joining us now from Santa Monica. And I know that Temptation Island tonight, just a number of things going on the old entertainment radar. And Survivor going on, Thursday nights?
Absolutely, Phil. And Survivor, as you know, is going to be going up against Friends. Now, in my opinion, there's going to be big trouble in paradise this year as the marriage of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston goes south. Courtney Cox, this is really hard for me to say this. I thought I'd be able to do it.
Well, you said it off the air. What?
I think Courtney Cox is going to attempt suicide sometime this year.
Good God.
Yeah.
Why?
You know, Phil, I just don't see people being able to cope after Friends is canceled. And so much...
You think Friends will be canceled?
Oh, my God, yes.
Why?
It's going up against Survivor. And
is Survivor the 800-pound gorilla? They're going to put Survivor on Thursday night.
Survivor is real. Survivor is compelling. Don't you understand what makes things happen in this world?
And it... Well, don't yell at me. I mean, I'll ask you. Do you honestly believe that
Survivor is going to force Friends off of the air? And, Phil, that's really not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a program being canceled that is going to affect six very talented people. If you're Courtney Cox, you're high-strung, you're already rumored to be anorexic. Now you're put out of the only job you've ever had by amateurs. Let's keep this in mind. Okay, amateurs, Phil, that are on this program.
All right. You know, Survivor is a game show.
It's a game show, but these are amateurs. And I think the choice is clear, and I'm just suggesting that Courtney may be a danger to herself and others. 72 hours of observation isn't asking too much. Plus, on top of that, she's married to David Arquette. And that in and of itself...
All right, now you're saying that this woman is going to be so threatened by the cancellation of Friends that she will attempt suicide.
I really believe it. And the reason, Phil, isn't so much that the show is being canceled. It's that they are being put out of their job by a truck driver or by a flower salesman or by amateurs. I think that hurts. Let's talk a little bit here, Phil, about Brad Pitt. Okay, because he's married to Jennifer Aniston, and you no longer come home to a confident girl, but you're coming home to a screaming, insecure thing, standing there in the door, yelling about how you get all of the work, and how she doesn't get any of the work. You see what I'm saying?
So, I think you're being really extreme. I think coming out and predicting a suicide by Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston standing and screaming at Brad Pitt. And
I absolutely do. Through that long Afghan sheep herder hair, screaming like Cousin It. Screaming like a thing, a raving thing in the night. Why don't I get work? Why do you get all the movies? To me, that is sad.
I'm going to make a prediction for you.
Okay, shoot.
I don't think it'll be canceled.
Oh, my God. So,
I think Friends will hold its own against Survivor. I think it's going to be fine, okay? And I certainly don't believe that if Friends is canceled... I mean, what was your thinking that Courtney Cox will blow her brains out? Because they're going up against...
Because they got beat by amateurs, yes. Because Courtney and Matt and Matthew and Lisa, beautiful young people, David, all really thought that they had something special as actors. And then for... These amateurs, these Navy SEALs, and these whitewater rafters, and insurance salesmen, and urologists to just fall out of our screen, to spill out of our screen, and become hits. That will give you pause. And as an actor, you do have a lot of pause.
What about Matt LeBlanc?
I think Matt will go back to doing porn. I just realized...
Now, wait a second.
I don't know, but I have a sense that's where he came from. Courtney Cox, she of Scream. She of Scream 2. She of Scream 3. And Matt LeBlanc with a tour de force there in Lost in Space. I'm kidding. But I really think that the only thing you can do is go back to adult films.
And you don't have any knowledge that the guy ever did adult films.
Well, if he didn't, he should have. Because he has that dumb look on his face, doesn't he?
And you really don't like these people, do you? Because this is what this is about. You don't like Friends, you don't like these people, and you're predicting dire consequences of the show being canceled if it's getting canceled. You don't like them, do you?
I love them.
No, you don't.
I love them, but we have to be honest with ourselves, and that's what I'm trying to do, seriously. And
all right, seriously. Speak seriously.
Okay.
Courtney Cox going to attempt suicide?
I think she's high-strung, yes.
And Jennifer Aniston's going to stand there screaming like Cousin It at
Brad LaPitt, that's a good one. No, it's Matt LeBlanc and Brad Pitt.
Okay, she's going to be screaming at Brad Pitt like Cousin It.
Because she's not getting work, yes. I don't see her having the film career that David Schwimmer is going to have. And I think David is going to do very well. I think he'll play the same sort of 5 years of playing the same clownish suitor in a series of Nora Ephron bombs. And then he's the center square on Hollywood Squares. And then the last thing he hears before he takes his own life is, "I'd like David Schwimmer to block, please."
Oh, my God.
Well, I think that's what's going to happen.
"I'd like David Schwimmer to block."
That's the last thing he hears before the phenobarbital takes effect.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about Survivor 2 going up against Friends on Thursday night, and that Friends is pretty much gone. What about Matthew Perry? You didn't mention Matthew, and I know that he has had some problems over the course of the show.
Well, I think the drugs are going to be very important to him, and I would never recommend that an actor keep taking drugs except in Matthew's place. And I would say in his case, I think they do him some good. I really do. I think they make him funny. I think they make him fun. I think if he stops taking drugs, then he's sort of like a blank slate upon which you can just write any old thing, you know, like Sean Connery almost. So I really think...
I think you hate these people, and I think you're saying all these things to ensure that they fail.
Phil, look at Courtney Cox. Does she look like she's put together?
I think she seems fine.
Does she look like she's tightly wrapped?
I don't know. Who knows, okay?
Look at David Schwimmer. Can't you just see him in the center square on Hollywood Squares?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's a sad thing, though, to say Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt, marital problems, Courtney Cox, suicide, Matthew Perry, stick with the drugs, Matt LeBlanc goes back to porno, and Lisa Kudrow will become this generation's Terry Garr. A sort of befuddled mother and wife occasionally relegated to late-night TV appearances. And let's not forget David Schwimmer, 5 years of Nora Ephron bombs, and then the center square, and then the last thing he hears is, "David Schwimmer to block, please." I think all of that speaks to a hatred of these people.
I think they're going to fail.
Well, I would like to wait and see. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We're talking to Margaret Gray, and she's talking about the fact she believes that Survivor is just going to make mincemeat out of Friends on Thursday night. We've got like one person hanging on to talk to you.
Well, I didn't expect phone calls.
You did not?
No.
Why?
Because I happen to know these people, and I happen to know these shows, and I happen to know entertainment. I don't know what any of your listeners can tell me.
Well, a lot of them are Friends fans, and they might want to stick up for the idea of Courtney Cox.
No, but nobody really is a fan of any show for that length of time, Phil. We move along. I think we're very transient with our affections. And what may be a great show this season, next season we may not be interested in that. We may be moving on from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire to Survivor, to Temptation Island, to Survivor 2. We go from Friends, and we go from there to whatever. So if we went from Frasier to Friends. So, no, I don't think any of your audience has anything to tell me whatsoever about Matthew Perry, David Schwimmer, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, or Courtney Cox. Because I know what I'm saying. And I'm telling you, every one of these six friends will end up in the morgue within a year.
Good Lord. Can't you keep that to yourself? Here is Aaron on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Aaron.
How you doing?
Are you a Friends fan, dear?
I'm sorry?
Are you a fan of the show?
Yes, I am. A very big fan of the show.
All right, but you don't really think it's going to beat Survivor, do you?
I'm sorry?
You don't think it's going to beat Survivor, do you?
I think Survivor is a joke.
I didn't ask you what you thought of the show, but do you know Survivor is a ratings monster?
Let the lady finish what she's saying, okay?
Thank you. I don't really think that wants that their grown man eat fried rat. I don't really think they have much of a sense of humor anyway. I think that's kind of sick.
But there are more people watching that show, Phil.
How many people watch Survivor on a given weeknight than watch Friends?
Oh, my God. Survivor got some 15 to 20 million people.
Friends, when it first came out, it did.
Well, Friends isn't even close.
Friends has owned the 8 o'clock slot on Thursday for years.
You like David Schwimmer?
Not as much as I like Matthew Perry, no. I do like him.
Okay, do you think Matthew Perry should get off of drugs?
Of course she does.
I don't know if he is, in fact, on drugs. I've heard rumors that he has had problems with drugs.
Do you think David Schwimmer would be good as the center square?
I think he would probably be good with whatever he did.
All right. Well, I think he's on his way to the center square. And if What's My Line came back,
Oh, boy, you really dislike these people. You can't wait to see them fail. And that's the thing about a lot of you writers. You love to see people fall flat on their face. You never want to really back anybody up. It's the thing about critics. Every time something fails, you just sink your teeth right into it, and you sink your little mud hooks into it, and you have just such a wonderful time having a ball ripping people apart, okay?
Well, I just think that a dairy farmer could fill in for any of these people, and that's a shame.
Right.
Okay, well, I just wanted to ask her a question.
Yes.
Why would Jennifer
Aniston... I'm not a critic, I'm a journalist.
I'm sorry?
I'm not a critic, I'm a journalist.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Okay, I just wanted to ask her a question. Why? I just need one good reason why Jennifer Aniston would contemplate suicide when she just grabbed the most eligible bachelor in America.
I'm not saying she'll contemplate suicide. I'm saying their marriage is over because once Friends goes in the tank... Brad Pitt will walk through the door at night to a woman who is still in her pajamas, hasn't made the bed, it's 5 o'clock in the evening, she's staring through that sheepdog hair, screaming about how her agent won't call her, and how Brad's making all of these movies, and she can't get arrested. So she hasn't showered for days.
That's ridiculous.
Well,
how do you know that they're not going to have children?
I will tell you this. If Jennifer Aniston goes, if she showers once every 3 days, I'll be shocked.
All right.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, I just feel that way.
All right. Aaron, thank you. I stand by what I said. Mike on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
I
don't understand why she thinks that the Survivor is going to destroy Friends.
The weekly viewership of Survivor far exceeds Friends.
Well, even if
it does for a fact.
Why do you even think that they're going to go off the air? I mean, why do you think that these people can't get another job?
Because I think that Friends is the only job these people could get. Lisa Kudrow, what has she done outside of that program? She plays the sort of befuddled housewife, much like Terry Garr to Richard Dreyfuss, Garr to John Denver, Lisa Kudrow to Billy Crystal, Lisa Kudrow to Meg Ryan. And
well, she wasn't married to Meg Ryan.
But she is this generation's Marsha Mason. I just really don't see anything going good for her.
Yeah, she kind of sucks, but I mean...
They're all typecast in the show Friends, and no one will be able to think of anything else other than that program. When you look at David Schwimmer bumbling around and acting like some sort of modern-day Jimmy Stewart, I think it's all like a lost puppy with the big ears and the eyeballs and everything. I just want to shoot him when I see him.
Okay, God, man.
Well, maybe
unbelievable.
Maybe he is right.
All right. Look at Margaret. We'll be looking forward to seeing your column, A Little Bird Told Me, and the failings of other people.
Phil, I love these kids, and I want them to do...
Well, then you're not doing them a lot of favors saying that they're going to commit suicide. Last thing David Schwimmer hears as the pentothal goes into his veins is, David Schwimmer to block, please. I think...
Well, didn't you think it was funny?
Yeah, it's funny, okay? I don't think it's very kind, is all I'm saying.
It's a tough business, Phil, show business. A rough, tough business. And unless you've got it, and I mean you've got it in spades, unless you can show up every day on the set and really kick it out, you're not going to survive. And that's why I think survivors will survive, and Friends will go south Thursday nights. Say goodbye to must-see TV. And I'm really sorry to hear it go south.
Oh, you make me angry.
Right?
You just... And get that music out of here, too.
It's the end of an era, Phil. Friends officially sucks.
Well, there goes Margaret, and I can only tell you...
No, I'm still here.
Well, get out of here once I fade the music out.
Well, I wanted to make...
Friends now officially sucks. Okay, so anyway, tonight, Temptation Island. When's Survivor debuting? Oh, yeah, after the Super Bowl. That's going to be one hell of a night. Say, by the way, if Survivor's on Thursday nights, how come they're rolling out on Sunday night after the Super Bowl? Just to give everybody a little taste, just to wet their whistle, as it were. And it's going to be in the Outback? How do you top eating a rat? They're going to have to eat one each other. That's the only thing. The only way you top eating a rat, you don't top it by eating kangaroo. Kangaroo is a freaking feast. Dingo is tri-tip. The only way you top eating a rat is if one of them dies and they eat that person. They do that, and I guarantee huge viewership. I guarantee a huge tune-in factor. How about kangaroo rat? Morro Bay kangaroo rat. NBC said Tuesday that it plans to air longer episodes of Friends and live skits by the cast of Saturday Night Live on Thursday nights next month to counter Survivor. NBC is trying to blunt the ratings of the hour-long CBS show during the February sweeps period when stations set ad rates for the next few months. The Friends episodes may run about 10 minutes longer than the usual half hour, the network said on Tuesday. The Saturday Night Live skits would round out the last 20 minutes of the hour. Doesn't that seem curious that a program that they had not put into primetime suddenly gets 20 minutes? The Saturday Night Live skits are planned for the first 2 weeks of February. Plans for the second half of the month have yet to be determined, but could include airing 20 minutes of Friends highlights from previous shows after the 40-minute episodes. Wow! Is this a TV network or a radio station? This sounds like the desperate maneuverings of some guy who programs a radio station. I die, Christ, I don't put in the highlights. So what the hell? Block programming and jeez. New NBC Entertainment President Jeff Zucker met with the Friends cast last week to suggest expanding the episodes and including guest appearances by Susan Sarandon and Jason Alexander, according to USA Today. All right. Why don't they just make it an hour-long show? It means you're going to have to pay them more, but why not? Why don't you make it the first hour-long comedy? Hour-long Friends. I remember when Twilight Zone went to an hour, man. It really sucked. There's no thinking that the Friends won't be any different. Anyway, I know I'll be watching Survivor because I'm totally into that, and that's just the sickness that I have this week. But then again, I was a Twin Peaks freak, and that thing lasted for like 14 seconds and went off the air. It was right after the Dancing Dwarf episode. It finally just did it in. And I tell all my friends, you watch Twin Peaks? No, I did. Great, that's you, Phil. I got together with myself once a week with the Twin Peaks fan club and talked to myself about it because nobody else, I couldn't get anybody else on the line, and we didn't have computers in those days, and if we did, I couldn't find anybody. So I'd have my little friends or my little Twin Peaks fan club, me and I and myself, sit there talking to myself, sucking donuts, eating coffee. Well, you know what I mean. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We have got a couple of promotions planned for the coming spring around the Phil Hendry Show. We'll be happy to tell you guys about shortly. One of them involves our pool tournament, and another one involves something that, well, it's a secret. I'm not going to tell you. So stand by for announcements on that forthcoming on the Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show here. You know, there, this John Ashcroft is a guy who is being nominated for the Attorney General. Am I right about that? Attorney General of the United States. And you got to remember who John Ashcroft is. Some of you may know and some of you may not. And I think it's important. I think these things are important to discuss. Number one, John Ashcroft ran for governor of Missouri and got beat by a dead man. The guy that was running against him was dead. He was dead. Now, what were you guys telling me about? And he got beat by the dead man's wife? What do you mean he got beat by the dead man's wife? Well, she didn't run for Jack. She just took the office. Okay. So, in other words, here's a guy that runs against the dead guy, can't win, and then the wife steps in and gets appointed, so they won't even appoint the guy that got beat by the dead. You figure they'd say, hey, look, John, you know, I know you got beat by a dead man, but we'll appoint you anyway. Well, no, they didn't do that. They appointed the guy's wife. Anything than to have that guy. People would rather vote for a dead man than have this guy Ashcroft. Okay? So it's only natural that he'd get a sympathy vote from President Bush. All right, I'll make you Attorney General. Jesus, you can't even beat a dead man. You need a job? Well, yes, I do. Okay. Jesus. Let's get in there. Don't screw things up. What are you talking about? You love Jesus is the king of America? No wonder nobody's voting for you. This guy, apparently, he's going to get confirmed as the Attorney General, but apparently oddball things swirling around this man's life, like a statement he made in front of a university that America has no king but Jesus. And I know a lot of you guys don't think that's weird, but it scares some of us, okay? Just call us a bunch of freaking liberals if you want to. It freaks a few of us out when we're told that our king is Jesus. If, you know. It might offend just a couple of Jews. You know, I don't know what those Jews. You know how it is. Oh, hell, the Jews. Is that what you're talking about? Well, yes, that's who we're talking about. A couple of Jews might not like that, and, you know. Guy gets out of it. Well, America has no king, but Jesus. Well, there you go. You went and put your foot in it, babe. Maybe one of the reasons why a dead guy beat you is with raps like that. And then there was this whole thing about his poor wife, who I guess was sexually assaulted. And they made a big thing out about the comment that he acted the way a man is supposed to act. Is that right? What's the controversy around his wife being sexually assaulted? He doesn't believe in abortion. Was that it? He doesn't believe in abortion in the case of rape, even though his wife may have been, and we're not quite sure. Isn't that correct? Well, I would say he's just a man of conviction. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If you stop to think about rape in the case, you know, abortion in the case of rape is like saying, holy God, that thing, whatever it is, has got to be black. Get it out of there. Do you remember the man who raped you? Yes, he was black. Get it out of there. So that's, you know, I got no problem with a cat. But the only thing I just think about is this guy couldn't even beat a dead man. And so they're going to give him the sympathy position there. And he's going to be our next attorney general. And they're asking him questions like, now we know you hate abortion. Does that mean if like a guy bombs an abortion clinic, will you arrest him? Yes, I will. Okay, great. That's all we want to know. We don't care what else it is that you're saying, just so long as we know that you're going to uphold the laws. Is that okay? Is that a little bit too much to ask? If you're going to ask a question like that of the Attorney General of the United States, you got a problem. Let's see, you're a cop, yeah. Do you believe in enforcing all the laws? Well, a couple of them I don't like. Well, you're going to have to go out there and enforce all of these, man, because that's the job that we're giving you. Well, who says? I say, what do you mean, who says? It's your job. So what is he blocked a black man from being a judge, Ronnie White? Did he block the black man from being a judge because he was black? How do you know? Well, maybe he just didn't think the guy was a good lawyer. Maybe he didn't think the guy was a good judge. Just because he blocked a black guy from being judge doesn't mean that he's a racist. It just means he didn't think the guy had any brains. As you know, most black people don't have. So I think, I'm kidding. He said that he was pro-criminal. That still doesn't mean he didn't like the guy because he's black. Jesus, make it a big deal out of that. Just make this guy the next attorney general. Move on to the really cool business of seeing whether we're going to have Colin Powell in there or not. I don't know about you, but I don't want to see a black guy as a secretary of state. Hey, how's Ashcroft going to... Of course, you know I'm kidding, and if you don't know that I'm kidding, well, that's too bad, too. How is Ashcroft going to feel about serving with a black guy Secretary of State? You mean you're higher up on the old succeeding office thing than me? Yes, I am. Well, that sucks. It's going to be a fun 4 years, man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Here's another product from the Harriet Carter catalog, and we were talking about things that somebody fat and lazy like myself would want to buy and keep in their home. Here's one called a sandwich maker. How hard is it to make a sandwich? Well, apparently, if you're fat and lazy, it's pretty tough, because there's a sandwich maker here. It makes scrumptious grilled meals, snacks, and desserts. Too lazy to get up? Get two pieces of bread, put some cheese and meat between them, and make a sandwich. You got to have the sandwich maker. I need this one. Man. Bra strap cushions reduce the shoulder discomfort caused by bra straps. Soft padded cushions fit around straps and stay in place with self-fastening closure. What, you're too fat and lazy to hold the bloody bra up by yourself? Anyway. I like these new end snoring nostril things, you know, that you stick in one nostril and out the other. Do you saw lumber while you slumber? Try nose event, and you stick one in each nostril. It looks like it's a little oxygen thing. And you have to, lay there, breathe. I'm going to get one of those because I do snore. Do you think that's going to end my snoring? I can't lay on my back. I cannot lay. Can you lay on your back and sleep? I snore too. And I mean, I'm like... So I'm always sleeping on my side. I thought I'd get one of those nose strip deals. And or maybe one of those things you shove up your nose. I don't know what, expand the nostrils, something, man. I wake myself up snoring, yeah. And there are some nights, and when I figure out which night it's going to be, man, I'm going to be a happy man. There are some nights when Maria is cutting logs like freaking the finest of lumberjacks. Paul Bunyan, man, just... And I got to get out of there. I got to get up and walk. I pace the night. I go outside. I'd rather sleep outside. And by the way, if I wake up and I find rabbit crap in my backyard one more time, I'm getting a gun. I got rabbits around where I live, and then I see them. I go out in the backyard, and they're scampering off. And in the morning, rabbit dung everywhere. You know, rabbit turds, they're about that big, little tiny pellets, all over the bloody place. I'm going to start making myself a little Welsh rarebit. Ain't that rabbit? What's Hosenpfeffer? What's Hosenpfeffer? It's rabbit? All right, I'm going to start putting that on the Henry menu. I get out there in the morning, and there's little tiny rabbit turds, and I'm like, God, what? I went out there last night. I don't know what I was doing, but I just walked outside. Occasionally, I like to go outside and just to stand there just to know, oh, yeah, this is outside, okay, as opposed to inside. And I see their little rabbit butts running away. I see their little cottontails just, scampering off. And it's at that moment I wish I had a slingshot or something. Because what they're doing, man, is they're feasting on whatever they're and it isn't so much they're eating the grass. I don't care. Go ahead. Have yourself a nice time. Do you got a crap where you eat? You know, it's one thing a rabbit offends and disgraces me and insults me by eating my grass. Then he dumps right there and, yeah, freaking rabbit turds everywhere. Don't you have any decency? Don't you have any respect? It's just like my kids. How did I get on this, by the way? I don't know how I got on rabbit crap, but somehow I made a... nose strip. So anyway... I was talking about snoring, and I got on rabbit scrapping. My wife, she's cutting the logs big time, so I got to get up and, like, move into another room or something. I've been, like, moving to another house, take a hotel room for the night. You know, I'm going to start doing that. If my wife snores loud enough, I'm going to take a hotel room somewhere else. Hello, honey, where are you? I'm over at the Hilton. This is as far as I had to drive to get away from that snoring of yours. But me, I can't lay on my back. If I get this nose strip thing, you think that'll work? I don't know, man. I ain't going to have no surgery. I got big news for yous. I don't believe that that's a cure-all and end-all, be-all, and whatever that bullcrap is, having surgery. But I will have those nose strips, trying to pull my freaking nose apart or something so that I can breathe and sleep without snoring. You know, I mean, I was on an airplane, and I fell asleep with my head back, and I mean, I woke up to people laughing because everybody's sitting around me like, Jesus, get you. So these nose strips, they open up your nostrils so you can snore louder. By the way, nostrils is not spelled, Craig, N-O-S-T-R-A-L-S. So they open up your nose and they let out of the air through in there, huh? And the ones that go across the top of the nose, they look cool, but the ones that actually go into each nostril, so it looks like you got that Don Imus oxygen tank look, no thank you. Wild bird feeder. Turns empty soda bottle into a giant seed dispenser for your fine-feathered friends. Well, a lot of people who got a weight problem like myself, we put snacks in there. So it looks like a bird feeder, but you go outside and you're looking at like a granola bar. Something's in there. You can cram, I don't know, like some goldfish or some of those snack wells. You know you got to lose weight, man, when you go out to your bird feeder and you've put some of your favorite, like cashews in there. Oh, here's like I have something to eat. I can't go that far away from food. I got a bird feeder hanging from a tree with some cashews in it. So I'll go out there and snack there. If you're hiding food, ain't that a bad thing? I think it is. That's what the doc told me. He said, well, Phil, you know you have a cholesterol count of 162. What should I do? First thing, quit hiding food, okay? First thing I need to tell you, Phil, is don't be hiding it in bags in the trunk of your car. You hiding food around your property? See, if hiding it around the house is one thing, you're hiding it around the property. You're walking down, like, near your barbecue and pulling out a bag of cashews or something or Spanish peanuts. Well, what's wrong with that? I get hungry. You got hungry from the back door to there? What is with the leftover Halloween candy, man, you got in your garage? Well, just in case I get, hungry going out there looking for a hammer? Well, yeah. You got trouble, friend. And it starts with T and it ends with E, and that stands for pool. Which is another thing I got to start learning how to do, shooting pool. So anyway, they got this thing called tube squeezers. Now, you really got to be fat and lazy if you need to hire yourself out, or if you got to get yourself a tube squeezer. You know when you're rolling up the end of a toothpaste tube? This is a squeezer that just you squeeze. Get out of here. Just squeeze the tube yourself. But if you're a guy that hides food on his property, you know, like me, you're going to be doing that. Buy a new damn tube of toothpaste, okay? Exactly how much do you need to squeeze out of there? Protective vinyl mattress covers, okay? Now, why people get... So they, in case they're too lazy to go to the bathroom, they'll just take a leak right in bed. And they got a mattress cover there. I think you got to draw the line at that. And finally, 100% cotton gloves help heal cracked, dry skin overnight. So you too can look like Mickey Mouse while you're sleeping. All right, anyway. Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, I like to say first, I'm a Christian first, but I'm a Democrat because of labor. But I vote for Bush because of his stand on morality. I'm against abortion, and I'm against Gore's stand on homosexuality.
But
I would find it very offensive to... show especially a partial birth abortion family gathering. To me, that's for adults. That's not to show the kids.
Well, what if we don't show it to the children? What if we just show it to the adults, and then we break for soup?
Well, if you did, maybe that, but, you know, just breaking for soup, to me, that sounds poor taste. For anybody, you know.
No, what we're saying, Steve, is basically we'll show about a half-hour clip on the partial birth abortion, then we break for hot dogs.
You know, what putting those two together side by side just does not sound like something an intelligent person would do.
Well, why? I don't understand.
You don't understand?
No, sir.
I mean, I've seen pictures of partial birth abortion, and I think that it's pretty gross.
Partial birth abortion?
He misspoke.
Partial birth abortion.
That's, I know, Steve. You misspoke.
I know. I got it. Okay, and then did you go out and have dinner?
No, I sure didn't.
How can you go out and have dinner after seeing something like that?
Because as Republicans, we are able to compartmentalize. Now, Steve, you're a Democrat, even though you are a conservative Democrat.
Right.
So you're not yet able to see an automobile accident where there's been a decapitation and then stop at Dairy Queen. Are you?
Oh, my God.
It's not really. You will.
Become a Republican and you will.
Oh, boy.
I think using that word, that a Democrat can't compartmentalize and a Republican can, I think that you're being the one that's putting everybody in little boxes.
No, I'm just saying that as Democrats, we could watch the Zapruder film, wander over to the buffet table, get some cheese strudel, go back, see it again, you know. We can sort of flip back and forth, almost like a bee does from wildflower to wildflower. My husband Steve and I watched the abortion tape before we had some meatloaf the other night, because we were planning the thing.
And Jesus, I mean, you must be some kind of a freak. Can't you hear what Steve is saying?
I'm sorry, Steve.
If you're a human and you got any feelings at all about people, I mean, that baby that was being killed had feelings. If you can't sympathize with that baby having feelings and then go eat and say, well, you know, I'm going to put her in a box and I'm not going to worry about her anymore.
Yeah.
I have more feelings for a dog than you must have for that baby.
Why, just because I had meatloaf?
No, if you had anything. If you put that right, if you definitely schedule that and then you schedule dinner, then nobody's going to care. I mean, we can forget about all that.
No, I don't know, Steve. You may be right, but I just feel that as a good Republican, I ought to be able to see someone thrown off of a bridge 300 feet to a rocky shoal below and then enjoy a stew or some kind of a lentil soup.
Being a Republican has nothing to be with that. Being a person and having feelings is what we're talking about. We're not talking about a
what is this
party.
That I see here?
We're
you're
talking about a person.
Mm-hmm.
What is this I see
and
you're
a
serving?
A person with feelings.
You're serving Bloody Marys during the Zapruder film?
Yeah.
Bloody Marys.
Well, it's a joke.
God, that's funny. Okay, Steve, thank you very much.
And thank you.
Would you be interested in coming to this, Steve?
I might if I was.
We're
wasn't
having,
seeing that.
We're having bologna sandwiches.
Bill Hendricks.